Doyon owns land along the Elliott Highway where the parking area and first mile of the trail to Tolovana Hot Springs are located. Doyon Senior Vice President Sarah Obed lists three main reasons for the corporation's decision to block access.
To help mitigate trespass issues and litter issues and limit liability out there for Doyon.
The 10-mile trail is the shortest and only year-round overland access for people headed to the privately operated hot springs. Obed says Doyon issued a notice of trespass to hot springs operator Tolovana Hot Springs Limited after months of trying to negotiate an access agreement.
I think when we got to the point where we realized that we weren't going to come to a good agreement anytime soon, that's when we were like, okay, well, the best way forward is just to kind of block this access. So we did put up some jersey barriers out there.
Obed says Doyon believes the best solution is for Tolovana Limited to secure a permit from the Native Corporation to manage the parking area and first mile of trail. Other routes to the hot springs are much longer winter-only trails. There's also an airstrip on state land adjacent to the hot springs. Tom DeLong with Tolovana Hot Springs Limited says they are not commenting on the issue at this time. The company website says reservations are being refunded. Land ownership is mixed in the Tolovana Hot Springs area. While Doyon owns the property along the south side of the Elliott Highway, the rest of the trail to the hot springs is on state land. Department of Natural Resources land manager Diana Leinberger says she's looked into rights of way across the Doyon property.
And I didn't see any RS-2477s that would get people there. And I didn't see any 17B easements either. And the 17B easement is an easement that goes from usually public land or a public right-of-way, crosses over Native Corporation or Regional Corporation land, and then gets people to other public land.
The hot springs itself is on federal property. The Bureau of Land Management leases to Tolovana Hot Springs Limited. BLM Alaska spokesperson Leslie Ellis Waters says the access issue played out decades ago as part of the transfer of federal lands to Doyon under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA.
There was an easement identified, and it was objected to by the ANCSA, the respective ANCSA landowner, and we have a responsibility to consider those objections. So because there were other access routes to public lands, that easement was removed.
Ellis Waters says the time to appeal that decision closed 38 years ago. She says Congressman Don Young's office has requested an explanation, and the BLM is working on a response. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.